It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMV. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome into Northview High School on this Thursday evening for some Northview boys varsity basketball action as they welcome in Wabash Valley rival neighbor, whatever you want to call it, the Terre Haute South Braves, sitting at a record of just 4-12 as they continue to struggle this year. Northview coming in on a two-game winning streak, sitting at a record of 9-6 for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. We appreciate you listening in, whether it's on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM at Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, or online from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. And Brad, Northview on a two-game winning streak after an impressive win in overtime over Crawfordsville this past Saturday. They have yet to win three games in a row this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been an up and down. We lost two, then won two, but we played two really good teams, then we played two mediocre teams. So, you know, now it's anxious to see what we can do here with this Terre Haute South team that we beat in the opening round of the Wabash Valley Classic.
Yeah, they played them in the opening round. It was the first game also coming back from that two-week quarantine the Northview Knights were on. They won that game 67-62 the day after Christmas this past year at the Classic, as Brad said. And John Harrell's prediction is a little more lopsided than that. He has Northview winning 68-49.
Yeah, Terre Haute South has really struggled here this season. I talked to Coach Maynard Lewis a little bit before the JV game got underway, and I asked him, I said, you know, what are you going to do different tonight? And he said, they're gonna press the ball really heavy to start the game, and they're going to try keep the ball out of Brevin Cooper's hands. He said the offense feeds through Cooper, and he said that every film they've watched, the reason why Swearingen's getting 18 to 21 points a game off of feeds from Brevin Cooper driving to the basket and dishing it off to him. And, you know, I don't think of that, but as a coaching side of it, you look at it.
He's the floor general.
He's on something. He is the floor general. And if you keep him from having control, when have we struggled? When he's in foul trouble and on the bench, that's when we struggle. So maybe, you know, let's see, you know, maybe Coach Lewis figured something out. Let's hope not for the Northview side of things.
Yeah, if he can't get the ball, either Caleb or Drew Cook will have to bring it up, which I'm sure we'll have to see Drew do that a lot next year.
Believe it or not, he said that they want to force the ball into Ethan DeHart's hands. So
he's been struggling as of late.
He has, shooting the ball.
I talked to Byron about that off the mic in the locker room, and these are things I can share. One thing was he didn't play a whole lot of varsity basketball last year. He was about the seventh man coming off the bench. Yep. This year, it's all new for him. He's had games where he's been consistent, but also if you look at it, we've talked about it too, Brad. Ethan hasn't really taken the shot comparison to what Drew, Brevin, or Caleb has.
Oh, no. He's averaging about 8 attempts a game, and the night that he scored 17 points, he still only shot, I think, 11 shots. Yeah. I could look back at it, but Ethan is very selective on what he shoots, and I'll tell you, not to take anything away from the other 12 kids on the floor wearing the Northview Knights, but Ethan DeHart is very disciplined. Probably the most disciplined player on the team, because his dad was the same way. But Chris, You know, Chris was in the 1,000-point club, and there's a reason. His dad, he may have scored 1,000 points, but I guarantee you he shot 5,000 shots. And I love Chris to death, but he was a pure shooter, but he shot it every time he touched an Ethan, total opposite.
Braves are going to look to come out angry their last game. They lost to Brownsburg 77-39. Northview on Saturday defeated a very good Crawfordsville team who was ranked in Class 3A, 67-61 in overtime. We'll talk to head coach Michael Wireman more on the pregame show. Northview, Terre Haute South in the battle of the Wabash Valley. Knights looking to go 4-0 against Vigo County Schools this year.
And it'll be 3-0 for the season sweep. You really can't count the tournament in for, you know, I know we announced earlier it's the first time we beat them all, but, you know, that's on, you know, neutral court and everything. It's a whole different atmosphere than this. This is when you got to beat them to be, you know, to sweep Vigo County.
And Northview's played all three games now against Vigo County Schools on their home floor, beating West Vigo, beating Tarot now earlier in the year with a Jacob Fowler go-ahead for the win, and now they have a chance against South coming up here. Michael Byram joins us on WAMB.
Great Dane needs the makers, the doers, the hard workers, the kind of people who still believe in crafting something with their hands, building something from the ground up. Those who feel a sense of pride and satisfaction in saying, I made that. Great Dane has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations and invites you to become a Great Dane maker. With a history dating back to 1900, Great Dane has established itself as the transportation solutions leader of today. Become a part of this rich history. Great Dane provides you with a rewarding career, great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Immediate direct hire openings available now at both Terre Haute and Brazil locations. You'll join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Are you ready to make a difference? Because at Great Dane, that is exactly what you'll do. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers. That's greatdane.com/careers.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Timeless Saturday.
Back here on the WAMB pregame show. Tonight's head coach, Michael Byram, joining us prior to his game against Terre Haute South. Coach, first off, you had a pretty good weekend win, 2 in a row. What are some of the things that you liked in your wins?
You know, I liked how we really bounced back after halftime of that. The Crawfordsville game. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that we played very well in the first half, and then the first couple minutes of the third quarter, but then I think it was Drew ignited us, got a still half court and kind of got us going. Then we kind of realized what we needed to do for us to be successful. But, you know, I thought for the most part, we played well in that second half. We got ourselves an opportunity to extend it, put it into overtime, and but our mental toughness, I mean, we stayed in there. Like, we didn't give up. We kind of just stayed the course and let things happen.
It's a rare week. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all to practice, and then also this week you get a Friday to practice for a Saturday game. That never happens. So what are some of the things you worked on in those 3 days?
Defensively, containing the ball. That's one thing that we really focused in on the past couple days. And then also just earlier help. I feel like our help's a little late. at times, and then offensively, just kind of brushing up on some things, because we're going to see some different types of defenses and different types of schemes coming up. So, I mean, we just kind of brushed up on some of our fundamentals.
You played this Terrell South team already, and that was just your first game back when you guys were out for a couple weeks, and that was the first game of the Classic. How different is the North U Knights team compared from that game to now?
Well, from December 26th to, was it February 4th?
Yeah.
I think we've grown quite a bit. I really like where we're at. I'm anxious to see how we perform tonight. We have yet to win 3 straight games. That's something that we've talked a lot about the past few days. We know that if we want to cut down nets here in a couple weeks, more than likely you're going to have to win 3 games to get there unless you get the bye. So that's something that we've really been talking about and analyzing how we get that done. And plus, they're hungry. They're a team that is very athletic and talented, but their schedule has been brutal, especially here in January. So, I mean, they're a team that's hungry and wants success. So, I mean, we're going to get their best shot tonight. So, but the good thing about that, either we step up or we learn from our mistakes, and I think that's a great opportunity for us.
It's your last month of regular season basketball before you enter March. You want to be playing your best basketball by March. So what are the things in February compared to maybe not December, not January, but February focusing you really want to improve at?
Well, from a defensive perspective, getting consecutive stops. We need to get consecutive stops, and that's got to be a priority of ours. We got guys who they're more offensive-minded, which that's okay, but we got to understand that rebounding and defending, that's what's going to cut down nets here in a few weeks. So I really want to see us pick it up on that, especially on the defensive end.
And also, with it being this is a crucial stretch, if you want to stay high, get a winning streak going into sectional play and et cetera, you have to rely on leaders. Who are some of those guys that you look for during practice time, off the practice field, and on during game time that always step up for you?
Well, first of all, Caleb and Brevin, I mean, they've done a great job leading us. I mean, with all the things that we've had to deal with this year with, like, COVID, they've really done a good job with talking with their teammates and keeping them focused and making them understand where we need to get or what we need to do in order to get where we want to go. And I mean, they've really done a great job. But I mean, I really enjoy seeing the locker room as a whole kind of step up with leadership. Like, we're all taking accountability for the things that we're doing and what we're not doing. Just like at halftime last Saturday, I went in the locker room after giving them a couple minutes to kind of analyze it and kind of relax, and they made a list of what we need to fix, both offensively and defensively. I have put like 3 or 4 things on each side of the column.
And how's that making coach feel?
We're on the same page. But they're teenage boys at the same time, so sometimes their focus gets a little off the path, but we got ourselves back on the right path, and they did that. I mean, they knew exactly what we needed to do to get the game situated. So, I mean, the locker room's kind of leading itself, which is a great thing.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Big thanks to the head coach of the North U Knights, Coach Michael Meyer, here on the pregame show. We'll be right back here, National Anthem, starting line, and some more on WAMB.
This is Josh Keating. It's January and the wait is finally over. The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil is now open and ready to meet your service needs. Give us a call at 812-442-9090 for your next oil change or service need. Daryl Moss, Shelby York, James Hendrickson, and the team are ready to take care of you. That's 812-442-9090 or set your appointment online at yorkcdjrbrazil.com. Come see our new facility and see why no one beats a York deal.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
WAMB as we get ready for the start of Terrell at South and North. One little change you might have heard in there, Brad.
Yeah, well, Nolan White's starting and Ethan DeHart's not in the gymnasium. He was out here earlier. He's not in the gym now.
Oh, DeHart's not even out here.
Nope. We'll have to find out what happened to Mr. Ethan DeHart, but no, he's not here tonight, and he was earlier.
Yeah, we saw him shooting in pregame, so Nolan White. We'll take his spot. And that's something Coach and I were talking about, the three small guard lineup, how they were trying to get it in, and that, they don't have a choice now. Swearingen in midcourt tips it with South, and South will come away with it as the team in the red jerseys will go left to right with it. It'll be Thomas on the right wing, hands off to Wilson. Wilson skips the pass far side to Turner. Turner try to get it down low to Stoltz, but nowhere to go with it. Gets it now to Stoltz on the left wing. Bouncing on the left baseline to Turner. Fires on the right side to Wilson. Wilson driving left elbow. Brings it to the corner for Thomas. Thomas will dance with it.
Now Ethan DeHart just come out of the locker room. He's got a bag of ice and it looks like he's holding it on his face.
Thomas moves it down low to Stoltz. Turnaround 15 footer. No, Swearingen had the rebound go through his hand, so.
It was knocked away.
Oh, it was, so it'll be Northview ball.
Ethan DeHart's holding ice on his forehead.
We didn't see what happened.
Nope, didn't see what happened, but he's got blood on his jersey and ice on his forehead, so hopefully he can get healed up and out here in the in the basketball game.
Here's the Knights' first try to draw blood as Cooper will drive to the bucket, find Drew Cook. He'll pump fake to Nolan White now in the corner. Nolan brings it to the logo. Slides it over to Cooper near side using a Fowler screen. Gets under the basket and just throws it in the corner to White. Tries to save it to Swearingen. Nolan falls out of bounds, knocks down a music bandstand, and it'll be Tarrant South ball.
First turnover for the Knights, and that's Nolan White getting his first start for the Knights, and he was there committed to turnover. So let's see if we can get that one back. 6:50 to go in the first period. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Knight. Nolan White knows the Terre Haute South rivalry pretty well coming from Terre Haute North. And quickly, a drawn foul by Caleb Swearingen down low. And it's going to send.
That's on Fowler. They get him with the body.
Fowler's not in the game.
Yeah, it is. Jacob Fowler, 24.
Oh,
he committed to
DeHart.
Foul. No, Fowler. He committed to foul. He shoved him from behind.
Okay.
Caleb had good defensive ball pressure, so.
Haynes will miss the first free throw. This game's brought to you in part by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Braxton Sampson already at the scorer's table, set to check in. Off the mark, both free throws no good. So we're a minute 20 in this thing with no one scoring.
Don't look for it to be a high scoring affair because Terre Haute South's really going to pressure the basketball.
Caleb drives, baby floater, got it to go.
Swearingen with the first shot for the Knights, and he gets it to fall. 2-0, 2-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The scoreboard still shows zero.
Thomas. On the volleyball line, hands off to Wilson. Wilson brings it on top to Stoltz, near side right wing to Turner. Turner back to the top of the key. Pushes it over to Thomas, left side, attacks Nolan White. Five-footer, left it short, rebounded by Fowler. Up ahead to Drew Cook in transition. Drew driving behind the back, and he'll give it far side to White. He'll fake left, go right, pump fake, gets two guys off the ground to skip it. Over to Brevin Cooper, who attacks and throws it at the rim. He'll go to the line for two.
Foul's going to be on Caleb Stoltz, his first, team's first. And now Cooper will go to the line to shoot one and bonus. Nope, they're calling a shooting foul. Yeah. Shoot two, yep.
Cooper, first attempt is off the mark. A rare miss from Brevin Cooper from the charity stripe.
35, Sampson checks in. Fowler goes to the bench with one foul.
Fowler, we didn't talk about this with Coach Byram or anybody, but the first and second half differential for him on Saturday against Crawfordsville rebounding-wise, that was huge.
Yeah, he did. He come out, and I think he rebounded all, Colton said in the film, I think it was all but three rebounds in the second half were taken by Fowler. And I imagine Brevin Cooper had the other three.
Northview on top, 3-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Wilson will push it over on the right side to Turner. Turner back to Wilson. Wilson in the right corner, guarded by Brevin Cooper. Has to switch, so now Braxton will guard him after a screen. He'll attack Braxton. Skip the pass on the left baseline is Alphalone coming off the bench. Alphalone the last time out at 16, a team lead against Northview. In the right corner now for the Braves.
I was shocked to see him not in the starting lineup because of his defense is amazing.
Wilson gets it on top. It'll be tipped out of bounds and stays for the Terre Haute South Braves in the backcourt.
Good hustle there by Braxton Sampson on the defense there. He knocked that ball out of bounds on the switch. And
Alphalone will inbound the ball. Thomas will bring it left to right on the radio dial. Braves still scoreless in this one, 2 minutes in. Fires the pass on top to Turner, far side to Stoltz. Well, quickly passes it near side to Wilson. Wilson attacks Brevin, throws it in the corner, wide open outflow on three, off the back rim, and a rebound foul will be called on.
Sampson, shoved from behind, and Drew Cook had that rebound. Braxton just trying to get position. So.
And this is good news. Ethan DeHart will check in the game for Nolan White. So whatever was going on, I'm sure we'll find out post-game or at the halftime break.
Yeah.
But it's good to see him back out there.
Well, I know Nicole was out there cleaning his jersey, so he had blood from something.
Wilson on top to Alphalone. Fires it to Turner. He'll pump fake. 15-footer from the elbow. An awkward shot, but got it to fall.
Braden Turner with the first 2 points for the Braves. 3-2 Knights with 4:35 to go in the first period.
Low-scoring affair here in the early going with Brevin handing off to Swearingen. Caleb, he has a lone field goal for the Knights.
Oh, he's got one-on-one with Stoltz. He needs to take that.
He will, and he'll pull up from the elbow. Nothing but net.
4 points for Caleb Swearingen, and Knights up 5-2.
Caleb just so calm, cool, with no emotion after that shot. He always is.
He gets that switch there, and he gets Stoltz on him. He's got to take the advantage of that and go to the rim.
Alphalone gets a far side to Thomas. Thomas will then check it on top to Wilson, tightly guarded by Brevin. Wilson will attack, feed it to Alphalone on the right wing, guarded by a much taller Swearingen. Alphalone driving in, nowhere to go. Caleb kept his body. Braxton goes in and fights for it for a jump ball, and the arrow goes towards the Knights.
Yeah, hey, I want a big special shout-out to Benjamin Goshen, a senior here at Northview. Yep. He is committed to go to Marion to play golf. And
once a night, always a night, literally.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, congratulations, Benjamin. He was a four-sport athlete growing up. He baseball, basketball, tennis, and golf, and making a career out of golf. Lives on the golf course here in Brazil, Forest Park, so why not?
Brevin, the Swearingen on top, drives to the elbow to hand off to Cook for three.
And the first big three from Drew Cook's just off the mark, and a rebound comes off to Terre Haute South.
Up ahead to Alphalone, lobs it to Turner in the corner for a three of his own, and it's in and out, rebounded by DeHart. Now Ethan will bring the ball up. Picks it up, finds Cooper left wing. Cooper hands off to Swearingen. 3:20 to go, first quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 5 and to 2 for the Braves as DR pulls up for the baseline, and that'll roll off the front rim.
And DR with his first shot attempt, and he misses.
Alphalone the baby floater. No, rebounded by Cooper. Brevin gets it on the logo. He'll drive, puts up the reverse. Got it.
He just threw it up there and got the trash basket to fall. 3 points for Cooper, and the Knights extend the lead 7-2.
And a quick injury timeout looked like as Thomas is coming up with in some pain. He'll walk off under his own power. Checking in will be Amari Richardson, as well as number 12 of Cortez Haynes coming back in the game.
Amari Richardson, a sophomore, 5'9".
Also coming out of the game was Stoltz for the Braves. So Richardson gets it inside to Turner. 5-footer from inside the paint. He got it.
Braden Turner with 4 points, leading scorer now for the Braves.
Still a three-point game, 7-4, 2:40 to go in the first quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Great Dane Trailers looking for a job. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Landon Carr in the ball game for the first time. He comes in for Drew Cook as Cooper driving, kicks it out to Swearingen, pump fakes, dancing with it on top of the key. Nearly got the ball taken away, but Braxton able to corral it. They're going to call
it was over and a violation. Nobody touched it but the Knights, so. Turnover Knights, third one of the night.
The Braves a chance to come within one or tie the game here on this possession. Wilson on the logo. Fires the pass near side to Richardson. Now pushes it to Turner in the corner. Back to Wilson for a tie. No, left it short, rebounded by Caleb.
Mari Wilson with a deep three there, about a 24-footer.
Saw some of the JV game do that. Swearingen drives baseline, fading 10 feet. Awkward shot. Got it to go.
Swearingen's got 6 points, and the Knights extend the lead 9-4.
1:50 to go in the first. Alphalone will bring it left to right. Near side to Haynes. Haynes hands it off to Turner, 18-footer, and he's got all 6 points for the Braves. You might want to guard him.
Braden Turner with 6 points, as Corey said, and he's heating up.
Brevin on the left wing, hands off to DeHart. DeHart drives to the right side, fading 18 feet. There we go, DeHart.
Ethan DeHart with 2 points, and the Knights are up 9-6 or 11-6.
DeHart had 15 the last time these two teams played in the Wabash Valley Classic. Richardson spins, kicks it to Wilson in the corner. He'll travel.
Yep, step to the pass and step to the dribble. And wearing them bright neon shoes isn't the best thing to do whenever you're going to shuffle your feet. They're green as green can be.
You got to wear the same color as the floor you're on.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird color, though. Light brown. Brevin Cooper, right to left, brings it up, gets around Wilson. You're right, they're trying to get the ball out of Cooper's hands.
Yep.
Cooper tries to split it, can't do it, gets it taken away by Wilson, lobs it to Alphalone to make it a three-point game again.
Nice defensive there by the Braves is Mari Wilson.
Here comes the full court pressure. It'll be now be Swearingen bringing it right to left. He'll take it all day with Alphalone guarding him. Caleb brings it to the left wing, 48 seconds. And a body foul will be called on Alphalone.
And that's where you just play the defense. You can see what you can get by with. Coach Lewis doesn't think that it should have been a foul, but It happens.
Drew Cook will come in the game, and check this out, a little small man lineup as Swearingen is your lone center on the play. Another thing Coach Byron and I were talking about, that's a lineup he's been messing with in practice.
Well, the same thing's going on with Terre Haute South. They don't have any size in right now, so why not?
D. Hart off to Cooper on the left side. Down low to Swearingen, who brings it to the corner. He'll dribble with it. 30 seconds to go in the first. Finds Cooper for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Landon Carr, but he gets it stripped away. And they're going to call an out-of-bounds on Haynes.
Yeah, Cortez tried going behind the back, lost control of it, and I think he got hit from behind. But
he was passing it to one of the awesome members of the Northview Marching Band, or Pep Band. Swearingen inbound. Gets it into Drew Cook on the logo. 22 seconds to go in the first. Northview 11, Terre Haute South 8. Drew Cook will dance with it. Guarded by him will be Richardson, and he'll hand it off to Swearingen up top. 10 seconds. Caleb picks it up, finds D. Hart on the left wing, takes a few dribbles, needs some help, 4 seconds. Now it's Cook. He'll pump fake, get it taken away, ball's loose, picked up again by Cooper, throws a three-quarter heave and doesn't come up with it. We'll go to the second quarter. A little sloppy from both teams. Northview 11, Terre Haute South 8. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
At H&R Block, tax time is our favorite time of year. It's when our tax pros get to do what they love the most, help people. By getting to know you, they make sure your return gets done right. It's not just numbers, boxes, and forms. It's personal care, so you get every credit and deduction you deserve. With an average of 10 years' experience, our tax pros get your taxes done right. Just one of the many ways Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School on WAMB. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. It's 11-8 Northview advantage on the Great Dane scoreboard as we enter the second quarter. Haynes will drive, turn on Fowler to make it a one-point game.
Good offensive set there by Cortez Haynes to drive Fowler to the basket.
Full court pressure. Cooper across the timeline, stops on the logo, gets it off to Drew Cook on the right wing. Drew waits it, and now he'll dribble to the top, finds D. Hart near side. D. Hart has a size advantage. Gets switched off of Alphalone, guarding him on top to Swearingen again. Caleb dribbles, backs up.
They're denying Brevin Cooper the basketball.
That finds Cook in midair, gets it on a give and go to Fowler, but gets his shot rejected out of bounds by Haynes.
You don't see that very often, Corey, when a 6'6 guy goes to the basket and gets his shot blocked, but Fowler really slow going from the floor to the rim.
Cooper underneath the basket. And they'll lob it in the corner to Caleb. On top to D. Hart for a long three. Back rim, he'll miss.
D. Hart with his third shot of the game, and it's off the mark.
That'll be Wilson. Braves a chance to take their first lead of the game. Northview 11, Terre Haute South 10. The Braves have 4 wins on the year. Richardson driving, pulls up, short. Ethan D. Hart comes up with it right to left now. D. Hart pushes. Finds Cook in the corner. On top to Cooper. Cooper gets triple teamed and has to get rid of it. On top to Cook for three.
He found it. Drew Cook, bottom of the net. 3 points for the Cookie Monster, 14-10.
Now Thomas comes back in the game after being slow to get up in the first quarter. 14-10. Thomas has it on the logo. Off to Alphalone. Finds Wilson on the left side. Wilson, chest pass on the volleyball line to Alphalone. Alphalone calls out an offensive set play. Dribble handoff to Wilson. Wilson fakes, pulls up, 15 feet.
Amari Wilson gets his first 2 points of the game. 14-12, the Knights by 2, 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Cooper has it on the left side. A lot of contact here, no call. as DeHart went to the ground, and Drew Cook for another three off the mark. Fowler offensive board cleans it up.
Fowler with his first 2 points of the game. Tonight's extended 16-12.
Now Wilson will drive with the right hand, right past Cooper, makes it a two-point game again. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Lewis of Terre Haute South. It'll be a 30-second break. We'll take one with him on WAMB.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB. 16-14, Northview up 2. As Terre Haute South's not going away, and the Knights, they're pretty slow offensively to get going.
Yeah, even DeHart got an elbow in the warm-ups to the nose and bloodied his nose, so he had to go get clogged up and get a jersey clean. That's why he didn't get the start.
Nolan White gets it off to Fowler on the left baseline, on top to Swearingen. Caleb bouncing it back to Jacob, knocked away but picked up by Caleb. He'll give it to Drew Cook for the reverse layup, and he left it short. But Fowler's there to clean it up again.
Fowler with a big putback as Cook missed the reverse layup because he just caught it way out of, you know, sync. 18-14.
Thomas on the logo.
Brevin Cooper getting a breather here.
Far side to Outflown. The Braves are making him work. Near side Wilson feeds it Outflown for a corner three, way short. DeHart gets the rebound again. DeHart across the timeline.
If he plays good this game, maybe they need to clog that left nostril up every game.
Swearingen on the volleyball line, bouncing it off to Nolan White on the right wing. White, near side Cook, left corner to DeHart. He'll bring it on top to White. A lot of patience here offensively as White brings it to the elbow to hand off to DeHart on top. DeHart scoops it to Fowler, pump fakes, drives, left hand. Jacob Fowler just missed the layup.
Yep. Tried being a little fancy with it and trying to get a foul out of it. And
Wilson drives, blocked by Swearingen. Caleb in the other way will take it against Thomas. He'll go up and count it with the foul.
Caleb Swearingen gets his 8th point of the game. He's yet to miss, and he's got a chance for an old-fashioned 3-point play. Foul's going to be called on Jaden Thomas, his first team's third.
If I'm anybody on the Braves, I'm not standing in the way of Swearingen going to the bucket full speed.
Amari Wilson comes out of the floor holding his groin area, so he must have got something down here on that layup that he got missed on. So
Thomas will come out of the game as well, as Cortez Haynes and Stoltz will be in the game. On the floor for the Knights, DeHart, Fowler, Swearingen, White, and Cook. Swearingen puts it up and missed the free throw. 20-14, Northview up 6 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Knights are 1-for-3 from the line tonight, where they usually do an outstanding job. They're struggling here early.
On top with it to Turner. Gets a near side to Richardson. Richardson lost it. Drew Cook takes it. Drew Cook, coast Euro, up and left it strong. DeHart pushes, missed. Ball's loose and off the mark. Drew Cook tried to get the Euro step and just couldn't get a good enough balance shot. Alphalone, transition three. No, Drew Cook rebounded. Swearingen will bring it up the floor. Caleb hasn't missed yet. DeHart, though, will take a three.
Boy, he got that one to fall. Ethan DeHart with a big three-pointer. He's got 5 points as the Southpaw puts that one from about 23 feet right into the twine.
Got some toilet paper or something shoved up his nose, and
he's got
one of
them plugs, yep.
Near side, Richardson. Lobs it to the cutting Haynes. Bad pass, loose on the floor. Diving for it is Fowler, who gives it off to Caleb. Caleb in transition to three of his own.
Way strong.
Got a little too hyper on that one.
You could tell that one wasn't even going to be close.
Largest lead of the game for the Knights, 23-14, as Richardson will silence that run with a runner.
Amari Richardson with his first 2 points. 23-16, Knights lead by 7.
Now it's DeHart on top to Nolan White for a three.
Quick three, release is no good.
Cook gets the offensive rebound. Drew for a long three. No, ball's loose, rebounded by Fowler. On top to White, over to Swearingen in the corner to DeHart for three. No, Ball's loose and finally taken by the Braves. 0 for 3 from 3 on that possession.
Ethan DeHart almost got that pickpocket there on the rebound.
Stoltz on top to Alphalone. Fires it to Richardson cross court. Thought about the long three. But he'll hand off to Alphalone and reset. Alphalone dribbles to Richardson. Now Turner far side. Turner, one dribble to Stoltz. Up top for three, air ball. It had to be blocked, right?
No, it wasn't blocked.
Oh, wow.
his footing was way off, and the senior just shakes his head. He's a quarterback. He's a quarterback and a baseball player. I think he just plays basketball to stay in shape. But
big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 2-812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today.
Brevin Cooper comes into the game. Caleb Swearingen will get a breather.
Near side to DeHart on top now to Brevin on the right wing. 1:50 to go until halftime. Ball's loose. Bad pass by Cooper. Leads to a turnover up ahead. And a layup will follow from Haynes.
Cortez Haynes has four now for the Braves. They cut it down to five. Knights were up nine, and the Braves have hit it two in a row.
It'll be Cooper driving, finds Cooper up top. Cooper hands off to Nolan White. 90 seconds to go. White over to Cooper on the right corner. Brevin hands off to DeHart. DeHart driving, spinning, fading, 5 feet. In and out, no, ball's loose. Cooper got it somehow to Fowler on top, and they'll reset to Nolan White. Credit to the Braves defensively. They're switching everything.
Yeah, DeHart had to really work for that.
Brevin Cooper with 1 minute to go until halftime. Northview 23, Terrell South 18. Cooper, guarded by Alphalone, finds DeHart far side, up top to Nolan White now. 50 seconds and counting. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are a neighbor. Probably go for the last shot here, Brad.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan, but
Nolan White,
don't get rid of it. He's going to turn it over.
I don't know how he got out of that jam. Nolan brings it back on top of the logo. 28 seconds. Nolan driving, throwing the Fowler. He'll pump fake and bring it on top to Cooper.
They don't guard Nolan White to be a threat to score.
Brevin, 14 seconds. Alphalone is all over him. Gets it to DeHart. 10 seconds. Left wing. He'll drive. Hands off to Cook. Cook, one dribble. Wide open. Three. And he airballed. Wow.
Don't see that very often. I don't know what happened there, but Drew Cook. Drew Cook has taken seven shots tonight, and he's hit one.
Timeout, Terrell South. We'll take one with him. Quick 30-second break here on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here. And we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need. So stop in today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Haynes comes in, gets the ball, throws it up for a half-court heave, and he'll be off the mark. Big thanks to York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. Halftime break on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 23, Terrell South 18. It's a five-point game, but the Knights have a lot better basketball to be played in the second half. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. We'll be right back here as the Commissioner's Report with the IHSA Commissioner Paul Nighting and the coach Bob Lovell. Sit down and talk about sectional play coming up in the month of February for boys basketball season. Right back here on WAMB.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RAMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
Brazil Pizza King is your official WAMB Northview Knights postgame show sponsor, and as the Knights drive to the basket, we invite you to drive on down to Pizza King and enjoy the best pizza and breadsticks in town. We even have sandwiches. This is Bill Wells with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't wait to see you and the family. We open at 4 p.m. daily and have dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options available to you. Visit the Brazil Pizza King Facebook page to stay up to date on our daily specials. Brazil Pizza King, it will be a slam dunk experience.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA-related. Commissioner, you know, occasionally I throw out those lines like, gosh, you guys are really busy, a lot going on. This week, you guys are really busy. There's a lot going on. You have sectionals. You have swimming. You have wrestling. You have, if I left anything out, you have a lot going on this weekend.
I know. Isn't it great?
It is.
We've got a lot going on, getting after it here in the office with their tournament preparations. And, you know, last weekend we had a great weekend with wrestling that kicked off with the boys sectionals across the state. And I'm happy to report that we have winners, and they're advancing to the next round. As they say, they're punching their ticket to the tournament. And, you know, they're prepared to come in here, and they're going to wrestle regional this weekend in the state as they march towards their date at Bankers Life in the next couple of weeks.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, we kick off girls swimming and diving tonight across the state. We 64 girls basketball sectionals start tonight. You know, it's their tournament time, season two, so to speak. Everybody's undefeated today in the basketball world, and they're ready to make their quest for a state championship.
I'm struck at this time of year, and at this point in my life, with thinking about the tournament. And I want you to stop being a commissioner for a second and think back when you were in school, what the sectional meant to you and your friends and your family. I mean, we have vivid memories of that, do we not, even after all these years?
You know, Bob, some things, as time goes on, they become a little duller and grayer in memories, but not playing in that high school sectional. I remember 1981, long time ago, the old Princeton High School gym. You know, I got to put my school uniform on and go in there and play. And, you know, those memories just stay with you, and the memories of your teammate, the words of your coaches. You know, my coach was a guy named Herb McPherson, and, you know, him guiding us through that season and getting ready to play. And then we didn't win the sectional, but you know what? We were prepared to win the sectional, and those things just stick with you the rest of your life. And you know, you remember a few things.
Yeah.
Remember that day you got married, and your children are being born, and things, but man, you sure remember playing in a basketball sectional too. And then I'm sure that goes for every kid that participates at
absolutely.
The level across the state in all of our sports.
And the kids who were in the wrestling sectional and all that. I mean, I can remember as a 15-year-old kid at Plainfield High School, leaving school, jumping on the bus, driving to Brownsburg for practice. And then we were fortunate to win the sectional my sophomore year and my senior year. But then, you know, making that same trip instead of going to Brownsburg, going to Hinkle, practicing for the regionals. Are you kidding me? I mean, how do you not remember things like that?
You do. I mean, they're all just good stuff. You know, it's formative. It's a good thing.
Well, and COVID, we're handling all of that too. Everyone's good.
We are. You know, unfortunately, as we experienced in the fall, a few teams have had close contact at the wrong time. And we've had a handful of girls basketball teams that are not going to make the curtain call here for the tournament. You know, that'll happen. And we understand that. We hate it.
Right.
Don't like it. It's just part of the times we find ourselves in. And the good news is the vast majority of teams across this state are going to get to play. But the bad news is we're going to leave one or two behind or a handful behind. And we certainly just hate that for the student athletes.
We absolutely do. Paul Neidig is the commissioner of the IHSAA. It's a huge week. Tournaments beginning, continuing around our state. Get out and support the student athletes in your local school. Enjoy it, and please be safe, everyone, and we'll be with you next week. Paul, good luck to you and the staff and the schools. We'll talk about it next week in much more detail. Thanks so much for your time.
Looking forward to the call, Bob, and thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to Indiana today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Great Dane needs the makers, the doers, the hard workers, the kind of people who still believe in crafting something with their hands, building something from the ground up, those who feel a sense of pride and satisfaction in saying, I made that. Great Dane has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations and invites you to become a Great Dane maker. With a history dating back to 1900, Great Dane has established itself as the transportation solutions leader of today. Become a part of this rich history. Great Dane provides you with a rewarding career, great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Immediate direct hire openings available now at both Terre Haute and Brazil locations. You'll join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Are you ready to make a difference? Because at Great Dane, that is exactly what you'll do. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers. That's greatdane.com/careers. You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School on the Halftime Show on WAMB. Thanks for listening to the Coach Bob Lovell and IHSA Commissioner Paul Neidig as we break down the first half action here. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil here on WAMB. Northview 23, Terre Haute South 18. Not the high-scoring affair that some might have been used to the last, I don't know, couple weeks of Northview offensively, but it's credit to the Braves. They're very good defensively, and they're locking down on the Knights.
Yeah, they came out with a game plan. They've executed pretty well to only be trailing by five. And I'll tell you, Corey, big shout-out to the Lady Knights. They ended their season last night in sectional play. They came across the buzzsaw in the Edgewood Mustangs, Lady Mustangs. They held with them three quarters. Foul situation. They got in foul trouble, and they lost that one. If you wasn't able to tune in last night, it was a really good game, and Katie Anderson was the player of the game as she wrapped up her 4 years here at the Northview Knights. For tonight's game, first half scoring, Swearingen 8, 5 for DeHart, 4 for Fowler, 3 apiece for Cooper and Cook. Not much offense for the Knights, and 4 to the Braves, 4 for Amari Wilson, 4 for Cortez Holmes, 2 apiece for Affalone and Richardson, and leading scorer for the Braves, Braden Turner with 6 points, all 6 coming in the first period.
Offensively, Drew Cook has to be able to find his stroke. And I mean, it might just be me, but he doesn't look like the normal energetic self he might be. I hope everything's okay with him.
Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't look like himself. He's just not getting set, and that's a lot to do with the pressure of the Terre Haute South Braves. He's been guarded by Amari Wilson pretty much the whole game. Amari is keeping his hand in the cookie jar.
23-18. Drew Cook will have the ball to inbound at half court going left to right.
Got to reset the fouls on the scoreboard. They still showed tonight's two and the Braves with three. So
how many fouls blown in the first half?
Only five.
Knock on wood for that.
We had five in the first 30 seconds last night in Edgewood.
The Knights had a largest lead of nine. They're up five here at the break. It's Swearingen. Tried to get it down low, but a bad pass by Fowler led him out of bounds. So a turnover to begin the third quarter.
10 seconds into the second half, and the Knights commit a turnover. Not what you like to see coming out of a halftime break.
Now the Braves will go right to left. It'll be Wilson on the right wing. He'll penetrate inside. Throw a hook pass on top to Haynes. He'll lose it and nearly lost it out of bounds, but saves it to Stoltz.
Starting five back on the floor for the Braves, and everybody for the Knights but Nolan White.
Haynes wide open three. He hasn't missed much in the first in the game so far.
Cortez Haynes hasn't missed a shot, and he's got 7 points.
23-21, two-point game. Swearingen, he has 8 points on the night. He'll be on the left elbow to Fowler. Now hands off to Cooper. Cooper will attack in midair, finds Cook for a wide open three.
He's failing it now. He hits that one to open the second half. He's got 2 3-pointers. 2 for 5 on the night, and he's got 6 points.
How important is it for a shooter to see the first shot of a half go down? Pretty, pretty big. Drew Cook guarding Thomas. He'll feed it to Wilson. Down low, and an easy miss there from Stoltz. Looked like he had an easy bucket on the right block, just left it short.
Caleb Stoltz missed that three, airballed it, and then that one there was way short.
They double-team Cooper, get it to Swearingen. Free throw line, jumper on 1 foot.
Caleb Swearingen now leads all scoring with 10 points. Drew Cook almost got a steal there on the inbounds.
He did that in the overtime win against Crawfordsville. Yeah. Big one. Bouncing off to Stoltz on the right side, up top to Thomas. Feeds it near side to Haynes. Haynes crosses up on Swearingen, attacks, and an offensive foul. Charge taken by Drew Cook.
Drew Cook sold that one, and he picked up that foul.
28-21, he got up screaming. He was hyped.
Yeah, and that's part of the organization. He played AAU ball, the Jammers. That was that got you a lot of got you out of a lot of running with the Jammers program and Coach Josh Miley.
The Knights will break the full court pressure and find Cooper on the right wing. Brevin feeds it to a cutting Swearingen, who has to fade out to the corner. Caleb.
Now he needs to tack the basket. He's got Stoltz on him.
Pump fake, find Fowler on the baseline. Up and in and out. Look good. 28-21. Here comes Thomas. Thomas. Little sidearm pass to Haynes. Back to Thomas on the logo.
More missed layups tonight by Fowler than we've seen in a long time. That's his third miss.
Turner attacks the bucket. Turns around to find Haynes on the left wing. He'll take a few dribbles to hand off to Wilson. Drew Cook falls, gets back up. Wilson goes to the bucket. Easy in and out, and he'll miss. Fowler the board. Up ahead to Cooper. Cooper, double team, finds Cook in the corner, sets his feet for three.
He's got that one. He's got another one. 2 for 2 in the second half, and Drew Cook's got 9 points.
Largest lead of the game for the Knights is 10. Coach Manning Lewis kind of pumped his fist after that three, not liking that one. Brevin Cooper comes up with a steal, ahead to Fowler. Fowler to DeHart across the timeline. He'll drive into the left wing now. Gives it off to the hot hand, Drew Cook on the logo. Near side, Cooper. Brevin drives, hands off to Caleb. Swearingen gets double teamed, and they back off for an open three, and he just missed it. Probably the best look you'll see Caleb get all night. Wilson brings it to the baseline. He'll dance with Caleb guarding him, splits the defense. Nowhere to go, finds it up top to Haynes. Over to Wilson in the left corner. He'll slow it down. Bounce off to Stoltz, left baseline. Stoltz backs up to the corner. Skip pass, Turner, pump fakes, drives, floated. Got it, hasn't missed all game.
Braden Turner now has 8 points for the Braves.
31-23, Brevin Cooper.
Haynes is the one that hasn't missed, Corey. Cortez Haynes.
Cook on the right side. Crossing, pulling, 15 feet, left it short.
That's not Drew Cook's shot there, but he took it.
That's an Ethan DeHart shot.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. That's something Caleb or Ethan can pull off. Drew will get it, though. He's only a sophomore.
Driving in, good defense by Fowler, but an offensive rebound. Feeds it to Stoltz up and in for the Braves.
Caleb Stoltz gets his first 2 points for the senior.
Same thing that happened in the second quarter. Knights went up their largest lead, and the next thing you know, a 4-0 run.
Yeah.
Same thing here. 6-point lead for the Knights. 31-25.
3:30 to go in the third quarter. Fowler gets it on top of the key. Brings it to the near side to DeHart. DeHart swiped away but picked up by Cook. Just shoots it for three.
That's what shooters do. Drew Cook's hit three in a row, and Coach Michael Byram calls timeout. 34-25 Knights. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Big thanks to our friends at Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Tony and the crew is someone you can trust not to rip you off, and I should know that pretty well as I took my car to him this morning. After the girls' game last night, I decided to ramp a curb in a parking lot and blow my tire. So Tony is someone you can trust, even I can trust. 34-25, 9-point lead for the Knights.
On the air at 2:15 Saturday as the Knights welcome Bloomfield to Northview. We'll have coverage here on WAMB Radio.
Nice little Saturday afternoon game. Means you get Matt a Saturday May. Night. I like those games. Alphalone in the game. Near side, Turner for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Alphalone. Sampson knocked it away, but picked right back up by Alphalone.
A lot of subs after the timeout. Sampson, White, and Landon Carr, all three check in for the Knights.
Alphalone drives in. Sampson or Carr, one of the two, will pick up the foul.
Sampson from the push from behind. A little football move. You can't tackle him in this sport.
He's got at least one football move a game.
Yeah. So on the bench is DeHart and Fowler and Cooper. All three getting a breather.
We're in the final regular season month of boys basketball. Sectionals begin the beginning of March. Alphalone will miss the first free throw. How about our friends at PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated? PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. That's Jason Maurer, their little daughter, Sydney Maurer, is one of the five starting Lady Knights returning next year.
And Alphalone misses the second one tonight. Or the Braves 0-for-4 from the free throw line tonight.
Nolan White brings it to Swearingen on the left wing. He'll attack it right side. Dribble with it, guarded by Haynes. Spins on the free throw line to Nolan White. Nolan on top to Cook. Drew got it swatted away, but picked it back up. He'll drive, scoops it up and in.
Drew Cook's possessed in this second half. He's got 11. Sorry, check that. He's got 14 points for the Knights.
And now Wilson, after nearly getting it stolen away by Drew, and Alphalone just throws it in the backcourt, and he's going to let it roll and pick it up for a backcourt violation.
Turnover by the Braves, and the Knights with 11-point lead. 2:16 to go in the third period.
Northview's playing much better, and that's due to the fact of Drew Cook, like you said, Brad.
Drew Cook hasn't missed a three-pointer here in the second half, and with Brevin Cooper on the bench, the Braves don't know who to guard.
Nolan White. Inbounding, timeout.
Yep.
Nowhere to go with it, so we'll take one with him. 36-25, Northview up 11, 2:16 to go on the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. 30-second break on WAMB.
This is Josh Keating. It's January, and the wait is finally over. The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil is now open and ready to meet your service needs. Give us a call at 812-442-9090 for your next oil change or service need. Daryl Moss, Shelby York, James Hendrickson, and the team are ready to take care of you. That's 812-442-9090 or set your appointment online at yorkcdjrbrazil.com. Come see our new facility and see why no one beats a York deal.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB, 36-25, 2:16 to go in the third quarter. The North Unites up 11, their largest lead of the game on currently right now is Landon Carr set to inbound the basketball in front of their Northview bench.
Corey, a lot of fans on hand tonight between the Knights and the Braves.
Yeah, easy drive for the Braves, about 20 minutes. Swearingen down low, gets it on the right elbow, on top to Cook. Drew dribbles on top of the key, brings it to the elbow to Sampson. Hands off to Caleb. Swearingen fakes right, goes left, stops, spins 10 feet, and hits the back rim. Nolan White bats the rebound, but ends up in the hands of Haynes. Wilson, surprised they didn't call a foul on the guy that jumped on Swearingen's back.
Wilson gets on the right wing, the handoff to Turner. Near side to Richardson. Fires to Haynes, skips it in the right side to Wilson. Wilson attacks, goes to the elbow, picks up his dribble, needs help, bounces it off to Richardson on the logo. Richardson, long three, in and out. No, rebounded by Carr. Hands off to Nolan White. White will push the tempo. 90 seconds to go in the third. Drew Cook. He'll bring it on top to Caleb. Swearingen doesn't dribble. Now he will. He'll attack the basket. Stops, fades, 10 feet. Got it.
Caleb Swearingen now has 10 or 12 points for the Knights.
38-25, 60 seconds to go in the third. And that largest lead just keeps on growing. Now 13. And a foul will be called on Nolan White as he rode the coattails of Wilson. But a good thing because Turner ended up hitting the three in the corner.
So that's the second foul for the Knights. Revan Cooper will check back in. Nolan White will come out.
And relatively at this point, nobody's
Drew Cook. Sorry, Drew Cook's going to get a breather. Drew comes out with 14 points to lead all scoring.
Yeah, how many of those in the third quarter?
All of them but three.
A little confusion here. They're going to let – nope. They were going to let Fowler check in. Now they're not.
They already handed him the basketball.
Stoltz inbounds it underneath for the Braves. Gets it on the right side to Turner. Back to Stoltz. Stoltz will have it on the top of the key. Sampson knocks it away. Dives on the floor. It'll be out of bounds. And say it goes with the Braves. All the Knights are pointing for them, but
– it went off the left hand of Braxton Sampson as he dove for the fumble. And, you know, that's what the kid does. Great hustle by Braxton Sampson.
The hustle from him will get him off the floor as he was set to check out anyway. Good play by him to go out on. 50 seconds to go in the third, 38-25 Knights. Thomas, hands off to Turner. Skip pass near side to Wilson. Pushes it to Turner for a wide open three.
Turner gets a big three-pointer. Braden Turner now has 11 points, the lead scoring for the Braves.
He hasn't taken many shots, but when he has, they've gone in. He's done a pretty good job as Nolan White. Attacks the body of Thomas, gets across the timeline. White, far side, picks up his dribble, hands off to Cooper, and a timeout will be called by Coach Michael Byram. And I think he was confused by it for a second, but we'll take one anyway. 60-second break with 22 seconds to go in the third. 10-point game on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
38-28, 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Drew Cook comes back in the game. It's a small lineup as Swearingen's the five with White, Cook, DeHart, and Cooper. Cooper gets it on the volleyball line, 15 seconds, near side to Drew, who fumbles it. He'll pick it back up. Cook skips it on top to Swearingen, 10 seconds. Guarded by Haynes. Caleb attacks, floats it up, and will get fouled. He'll head to the line for two with 4 seconds to go.
Cortez Haynes gets his second foul. Oh, sorry, they checked that. It's going to be on Jaden Thomas. Braves' only second foul. Knights with two fouls here in the third.
Swearingen, the free throw is up and good. Bounced around for a little bit. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today and apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
4.2 seconds to go, and Swearingen hits the second one.
Fowler will come in. He'll check in for DeHart.
Nobody in foul trouble for either team. Jaden Thomas for the Braves and Sampson have two fouls.
Wilson will drive. Baby floater at the buzzer, just off the mark. 40-28, and also a big congratulations to Gavin Morris. As I mentioned, Morris Manufacturing signed his letter of intent to play college baseball
at USI. Fourth quarter coming up here. Northview on top by 12 on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty. What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final quarter coming up here on WAMB. It'll be the Braves with the ball down 12. 40-28 on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview advantage.
Swearingen and Cooper Cook both have 14 points for the Knights.
Wilson on the right wing on top for a Turner three again. This time it's short off the left corner. Cooper had the offensive rebound taken away for a Thomas who goes up and gets fouled.
Revan Cooper with his first foul of the game. And Cooper had that rebound. It was knocked away by Fowler and then taken, the loose ball was picked up by Jaden Thomas.
It's a rare thing to say with Brevin Cooper only picking up his first foul in the fourth quarter, though. It's a good sign as Thomas will make the first attempt.
This game's free throw by the Braves.
Game's brought to you in part by Timberland Lumber Company. That's on Highway 40, west in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Thomas puts it up and got it. 10-point game again. Also with Freshman Services, they're distributors of Pepsi here in the Wabash Valley.
Full court 2-2-1 trap here set up by the Braves.
White will bounce it off to Cook across the timeline. Skips it to a wide-open Swearingen for three.
Caleb Swearingen's got 17 as he drains that three-pointer, 43-30. Knights with the biggest lead of the game, 13.
Wilson dances with it, attacks on the elbow to Al Flone, who drives baseline, puts it up and missed. Rebounded by Drew Cook. Cook splits the defense, nearly lost it. He's dancing with it, double team, finds Cooper for three.
Biggest three for the game right there by Cooper. That's his first one. He's only got 6 points. That's the dagger, though, 46-30.
Wilson on the left wing. Brings it on the free throw line. Now hands off to Thomas. Thomas splits, drives, pushes. It toilet bowled out and rolled on the rim and won't go. 46-30. White up ahead to Cooper. Now to Swearingen in the corner. Skips it down with a Fowler off the bottom of the rim. Drops in his hands like a Christmas present. And a timeout Braves. Knights up 18, 48-30 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 6:37 to go. 60-second timeout on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice. When you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or a 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Make sure you stick around with us on the postgame show brought to you by Pizza King in Brazil, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. And you can make them your go-to place to eat by calling 812-420-3650. They got new spaghetti, new nachos, new pizza, and they lowered their pizza prices as well. Wilson for three coming out of the timeout. It'll be short, rebounded by Fowler. Knights, chance to push their lead up to 20. Nolan White gets it on the volleyball line on the right side to Fowler. Now Drew Cook. Cook, Swearingen, 18-footer. Off the front of the rim, Nolan White goes up and gets the offensive rebound to set for a Cook three. Off the front of the rim, Swearingen offensive rebound. He'll be fouled and head to the line for two.
Swearingen's going to shoot two. Fouls on number one, Amari Wilson, his first.
48-30, 6:01 to go. Swearingen at the line, up and through. Big thanks to Ellis Law. One call does it all for legal matters large and small. Call Ellis Law today for your free consultation, 812-234-9000. And Swearingen makes it a 20-point lead for the Knights at 50-30. Going right to left with it on the radio dial. Alphalone finds Turner. Near side to Thomas. In the corner to Alphalone. Skips it to Haynes for three. Got it.
Cortez Haynes has 10 for the Braves, 50-33, 5:40 to go in the game.
Knights on a 27-15 run in the second half. Cooper off to Nolan White behind him, far side. White attacks on the left elbow, pump fakes, hands off to Caleb. He'll go to the rim for a right hand and count it with the foul.
Caleb Swearingen has 21 points, and he's going to get the opportunity for 22 as the foul's called on number four. That's Thomas, his third.
Jersey wearing number 22. Trying to go for point number 22, but also give his team a 20-point lead again, and he will. Quickly getting the basketball inbounds. It'll be to Thomas on the left wing for a pull-up three. Off the left rim, rebounded by Haynes. In the hands of Wilson for three, off the same spot as the missed three before, the bottom left part of the rim, it'll be rebounded by Fowler. Now for Northview, do you still push the tempo or do you start slowing it down a little bit?
Well, you just play your game. I mean, still practicing for the game on Saturday, you know. You don't want to get out of rhythm. So.
Number four, fourth ranked in 1A, Bloomfield comes to town on Saturday afternoon, pregame 2:15. Cook. Dances, attacks, hooks it, left it way short, but Fowler comes up with the offensive board and had Swearingen wide open on the block, couldn't get it to him, fighting for it, going for the ball as Nolan White kind of flipped Alphalone over his back.
Yeah, and that their foul was a hustle foul by the Braves. They gained that one. Ellis will check in for the first time. Drew Cook will come out. Drew Cook comes to the sidelines with 14 points. And the senior, Chris Ellis, checks in.
Going right to left with it, Thomas, across the timeline. Thomas, hands off to Turner on top, near side Wilson. Wilson finds Turner, goes through his hands, guarded by Chris Ellis. Turner, left wing, transition three, no. Cooper with a rebound, Turner fighting for it, and is that a foul?
Jump ball.
No, it's going to be a jump ball. Transition, or the arrow does go towards the Knights, though.
Possession?
Possession, transition, words. 53-33.
I was just trying to figure out how you got that transition three.
I don't know.
When they had possession.
Nolan White driving. He'll be double-teamed the backcourt, but gets by him with the speed. Finds Cooper for a wide-open left side. Thought about the three, won't take it. It'll be Swearingen to pump fakes, gets him in the air and misses the two-pointer, but Fowler's there like a vacuum cleaner, and that's what a good cousin does.
Fowler's got 8 points.
Has your back.
Could have had 12. He's missed two easy layups, but I'll tell you, Fowler's doing a little rebounding tonight here in the second half, and White's going to pick up another foul. That's going to be three on Nolan White as he commits his third foul.
55-33, Northview up 22. Swearingen, jersey wearing number 22, has 22 points.
Sampson checks in. Fowler comes out.
55-33, 3:51 to go. Here's a friendly reminder to all the guys out there, 10 days away from Valentine's Day. Don't forget, this is your one reminder.
Guys!
What?
Come on, ladies got to step up too.
Girlfriend would kill me. Sampson.
Sampson gets an early foul. Shot was put up by Amari Wilson. Come off the rim. Sampson was going after the rebound. They called him with a foul. That's his third foul.
Alphalon will inbound the ball again here. 3:48 to go, 55-33 Knights. Here's a three by Richardson, air ball, and Chris Ellis comes up with a rebound. How about a friend of Botstrap Mattress in Brazil? You could pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located in the Forest Park Plaza. Swearingen, Chris Ellis, two, got it.
Chris Ellis with 2 points, and it's 57-33. The Knights are up 24 points with 3:30 to go.
Richardson attacks, gets it blocked by Braxton Sampson out of bounds, stays with the Braves as Landon Carr and Ethan DeHart will check in with 3:22 to go.
Swearingen and Cooper will both come out of the game. Cooper's got 6 points. Swearingen's got 22. What a stand here for the two seniors.
It was only a five-point game at the halftime break. Ends up being a 24-point lead right now for the Knights.
John Harold had it 68-49.
We might beat that prediction. Gets it inside to Turner. He'll miss, and they're going to call Braxton. No, they're going to call
over
it foul on Alphalon.
Now it's going to be on number 40, who checked in at the last break for the Braves. T.J. Wilson.
Yeah, number 40 out there for the Braves, and Jude Koski. He played a lot in the JV game.
Number three checked in. I've lost my roster. Who do you got for number three?
Number three is Nick Bement. Bement, B-E-M-E-N-T. Wayne Nicar goes left to right, picks it up near side White. White brings it to the logo. He'll attack, stop, pump fake. Nice reverse to Sampson for two.
And Braxton Sampson's got two.
In transition to Wilson. Pump fakes, drives, baby floater, no. Carr with the rebound. Wayne Nicar goes left to right with a big thanks to our friend Sue Goshen at H&R Block. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. White gets a pass from Ellis on top. Nolan will attack, pump fake, picks up his dribble, skips it to Braxton on top of the arc, who finds Ellis on the right wing. See if we can get Landon Carr in the scoring column now. Nolan White gets tripped to the floor, no foul, picks up and just calls a timeout. So I guess we'll take one with him. 2:27 to go in the ball game. 59-33, Northview up. You're listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Offensive foul called on the Braves there on the Knights out of the break. And that's Ethan DeHart called with the illegal screen.
2:27 to go, Northview 59, Terrell South 33. And it'll be Richardson bringing it right to left on the radio dial. Richardson goes behind the back, loses it, picked up by Braxton, who tried to throw it to DeHart, and DeHart wasn't expecting that. So Alphalon picks it up for three. He'll miss as Ellis comes up with a rebound. Nolan White driving, gets the ball ripped away by Wilson out of bounds, stays with Northview.
So Mahern checks in. So does Xavion Baker for the Braves. Both played in a JV game.
Wayne the Carr at half court to inbound. Gets it in on the logo to DeHart. DeHart drives, puts it up with the left hand, got it to go.
Ethan DeHart has 7 points, and Coach Byram not really subbing in. He's still got a couple starters out there.
61-33, under 2 to go. Wilson for a long three, and it went in, but it hit the belt on top first.
Yep.
So Colton Wallace and Rumke set to check in for the Knights.
1:49 to go in the fourth period, and DeHart and White will come out.
White's got no points. DeHart ends with seven.
Defensively, energy from White. DeHart had a bloody nose to add to his stat line, too, or something along those lines. He came back out. Carr, full court pressure still by the Braves. Gets it in the Rumkey.
Well, that's one thing I'll give Coach Maynard Lewis. He don't give up. He gives everybody an opportunity.
Braxton, reverse layup, up and in.
Braxton Sampson needs to make them all reverse layups. He's got 4 points. That might be a career high.
I see him doing the pregame layup line, and he always makes them, too. Surprises me. Driving, kicks it in the right corner for a three from Bemnett off the mark. Ball's rebounded by Braxton. Up ahead to Carr. 1:20 to go, 63-33. It'll be Rumkey going left to right on the radio dial. Rumkey.
Five more for the Knights, and they got John Harold's nookered.
Hands off to Colton Wallace for three, and he got fouled. He'll go to the line for three attempts, even though that three literally rattled in and out.
Cotti comes in, a freshman. And Wallace with a chance to hit three free throws.
Also, our friendly sponsor is Midwest Satellite. Tired of paying for all those high cable rates? Go ahead and give Mike Moore a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He will treat you right.
Colton hits the first one, 64-33, 1:10 to go.
Next one's up, and kisses off the front of the rim. He'll get one more. Trying to go two for three from the line here with 1:10 to go. Trying to make it a, was it a 31-point lead right now?
Yeah.
They got a 32-point lead, and Colton will not. Rims it in and out. Braxton Sampson fights for it on the offensive rebound. He's going all out here, isn't he?
Yep.
It'll be Braves ball, though. Right to left with it, Xavion Baker, the freshman. Baker has it on the left wing as Parkey set to check in, as well as Holman. Puts up the layup. Good for him. He got it. And now Rumkey. Bouncing it off to Carr, 54 seconds. Carr to Rumkey on the logo. Driving, bouncing to Braxton. Rumkey will go, puts it up, and got it. What a play. Quick timeout by Coach Byron, but that's
just
only the
sub,
game.
Yeah.
Amir Holman and Jared Parkey in the game. Coming out will be Chris Ellis and Landon Carr. So you got Braxton Sampson, the leader on the floor right now, technically.
One layup away from John Harold's prediction.
Three. Got it. Braves hit it. 34 seconds. Colton will go left to right. 66-35. Gets it to Parkey on the right side. Bouncing off to Sampson. Now Rumkey. Need to get that Holman bucket. We were robbed of one last time. Colton driving to the bucket. Scoops it up. And he'll get fouled again. Using those long wingspan of a... He's got to
7-foot, 1-inch wingspan. If he was only 6'4", 6'5", it would pay off. But
that's got to be the jeans.
Yeah.
Colton will go to the free throw line for two more attempts. Puts it up and rattles. We'll call that a toilet bowl. And they get that on a T-shirt. Toilet bowl.
Not doing well on the stats here at the free throw line for himself tonight.
Wallace puts it up and in. He's 2 for 5.
2 for 5 and 2 points.
67. 67-35. Dribbling with it will be Baker. Baker, guarded by Wallace. Gets to the left elbow, switch. Braxton, little bad matchup. He'll get it down low to Mikorski, up and missed. Ball's loose on the floor. Sampson with the rebound. Rumkey comes up with it, and the buzzer will sound. Your North Unites get a big win here, and they officially have won 3 in a row. And according to Major League, the movie, that's a winning streak. We'll head to the postgame show brought to you by Brazil Pizza King. Give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Look ahead to Saturday against Bloomfield and talk to the head coach of the North Unites, Coach Michael Byram. 67-35, Knights get to win number 10 on the year right back here on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, exciting supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB and the Brazil Pizza King postgame show. The North Unites get the 67-35 win over the Terre Haute South Braves. At halftime, it was 23-18, and another strong second-half showing for the Knights in back-to-back games. They're officially on a three-game winning streak, getting the win over Terre Haute South, and they are 4-0 now against Vigo County Schools here in this season.
Well, Corey, I'll tell you what, scoring for the Knights was led by Caleb Swearingen with 22, Drew Cook with 14, 8 for Fowler, only 6 for Brevin Cooper, 7 for Ethan DeHart, 4 for Braxton Sampson, 2 apiece for Ellis, Wallace, and Rumpke. For the Braves, they were led with 11 points from Braden Turner, 10 for Cortez Holmes, 4 for Amari Wilson, 3 for Mick Bennett off the bench, 2 for Amari Richardson, 2 for Brian Alfalone, 2 for Caleb Stoltz, and 2 for Xavion Baker, the freshman off the bench. The Knights win this one big, big, big.
What's the difference between the second half running of the first half to the second half in this game, Brad?
Well, I mean, it was well, you really can't point it at defense because the Braves still played pressure defense. The shots just started to fall. We only missed 3 shots in the fourth period and only missed 3 shots in the third period. So when you miss 6.5, you know, you're going to win a lot of basketball games.
We'll ask Byron that same question. We'll go ahead and take another break. We'll talk to him in a little bit here on the post-game show brought to you by Brazil Pizza King. But first, we'll give away the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, when we come back here on WAMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official WAMB North Unites post-game show sponsor, and as the Knights drive to the basket, we invite you to drive on down to Pizza King and enjoy the best pizza and breadsticks in town. We even have sandwiches. This is Bill Wells with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't wait to see you and the family. We open at 4 p.m. daily and have dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options available to you. Visit the Brazil Pizza King Facebook page to stay up to date on our daily specials. Brazil Pizza King, it will be a slam dunk experience.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on Brazil Pizza King and the post-game show on WAMB. Final score, Northview 67-35, and according to Major League, they're officially on a three-game winning streak. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Brad, let's give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game.
No question tonight, the senior Caleb Swearingen put his team on his back. He led all scoring with 22 points. Shot the ball really well. He missed 4 shots all night. 4 shots by the senior, 2 of them coming from 3. Hit the, let's see, missed 1 free throw. He was 5-for-6 from the line. Outstanding performance by the senior, Caleb Swearing. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Player of the Game, brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer's Caleb Swearingen, the senior at 22 points.
Well, welcome in head coach North Unites, Coach Michael Byron. Big 67-35 win. And, Coach, have you ever seen the Major League movie?
Oh, yeah.
You know the saying, 1, 2, 3 games in a row, and it's a win streak. You're finally on a win streak.
We are finally on a win streak. About time.
So it's 67-35 first half. It was only a 5-point game. Tell me the difference between the first and second half in your eyes.
I thought we fought a little harder. I thought we were kind of just – we're just off. I don't know. Like, I know that's not a good answer to your question. I just felt like we just weren't quite on it. Like, both offensively and defensively, we're kind of stagnant. We're kind of hesitant on the defensive end. I don't know what necessarily that's all about. But, I mean, school week's been kind of different for them. They've been different schedules because of, like, standardized testing and stuff like that. But we just weren't quite sharp.
What about the defense and by Coach Lewis and his Braves? Their one goal, and that's what Lewis told us, was to try to take Brevin Cooper out of the game, try to make him not bring the ball up because he affects so much of what the Knights do on offense. He finished with 6. His capability, and when you take him out of the game, what were you able to do to combat that?
Well, we got 4 other players on the court. So, I mean, that's the thing about us, how we're kind of built. Like, we have 4 ball players that go with Brevin, mm-hmm. not just like a center or forward and all that stuff. So if you want to take Brevin away, that's fine. We got other guys that'll handle the ball.
And Drew Cook, at first half, only finished with 3 points. He came out, really sparked you guys like it seems he always does, game in and game out. Had a couple big-time threes there in the third quarter. Just talk about Drew's impact to that for the game.
Well, Drew's one of the best shooters in the area, maybe mm-hmm. even the state. I mean, I would put my money against him on anybody in a shooting contest. He did what he's capable of doing.
That should be the Brazil Times headline, Drew Cook, best shooter in the state right there. Coach Michael Byron said, hey, we'll talk to you Saturday. You got a big game.
Real quick, Coach. 14 missed shots in the first half, 6 in the entire second half.
We moved the ball. We took better shots. That's my answer to that. I thought in the first half, the ball stuck in our hands. When the ball sticks in our hands, we do not get wide open shots. When we move the ball with a little bit of flow and we move without the ball, we get great shots.
You get a rare Friday night off for practice. Anything else? All right, we'll talk to you then Saturday.
Okay? We got practice tomorrow.
Oh, no, we get the Friday off. I've had a Friday off since the beginning of football season, so.
I've got practice, and I'm going to take my wife out for dinner.
Oh, isn't that sweet of you? Is it Valentine's Day dinner? He said no. Well, we have to remind you, Coach Byram, hope you get your wife something real nice. We'll take another break here on the Brazil Pizza King postgame show. Knights win 67-35 here on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Final time here in the Brazil Pizza King postgame show from Northview High School. Final score 67-35. A big win for the Northview Knights as they dominated the second half. Your Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, was Caleb Swearingen of 22 points. Drew also had 14, had a big time third quarter. Brad, one final thought as we have a 3-game winning streak and heading to probably one of our toughest games you can count, top 5 of the year against number 4th ranked 1A Bloomfield here at home Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we play like we did tonight and we play like we did the other night against the Crawfordsville team. We'll pick up the W and hopefully win out this season and make a long postseason run. And I'll tell you one thing that I was impressed with tonight with the Knights, and that was the way they handled the ball pressure, because Terre Haute South, they may not be on a winning streak this year or, you know, putting up big things, but they defensively defend the ball really well.
All right, rare Friday off for us, no game, so that's no excuse. Take your wife, take your husband, whatever you got to do, take your boyfriend, girlfriend out for a nice dinner. No excuse. We'll be back on there for basketball on WAMB Saturday afternoon, 2:15 p.m. start here against Bloomfield at Northview High School. Final score one more time, 67-35. Northview gets the big win over Terre Haute South. Finishes 4-0 against Vigo County Schools this year. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Big thanks to Dennis back in the studio. We'll talk to you Saturday afternoon at 2:15. Drive safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you then on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute, a DLC media station.